This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Thanks, John. I'm Farai Chidea. And on Wednesday night, in his primetime press conference, President Barack Obama made an astounding claim.
This budget builds on the steps we've taken over the last 100 days to move this economy from recession to recovery and ultimately to prosperity. We began by passing a Recovery Act that has already saved or created over 150,000 jobs and provided a tax cut to 95% of all working families.
Now, Obama says 150,000 jobs have been created by the Recovery Act, but it turns out those aren't exactly real jobs. Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein has done her own digging into President Obama's math. Morning.
Good morning, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what are these jobs that Obama's talking about?
That really has a whiff of mission accomplished about it, doesn't it? I mean, when you think 150,000 jobs, you're thinking men, women out in those bulldozers building those roads. But guess what? It's an estimate. This is a statement from OMB that I got the next day. Council of Economic Advisors estimates 150,000 jobs have been saved or created. We did this in two ways. One way was to prorate the original quarterly estimates of the effect of ERA prepared by the CEA. The second was to take the actual data as of April 21st to replace the assumed spend-out rate. Got that?
Not exactly.
So what I did is I called around to a few states, and I was like, how many jobs have you created? Now, there is money that's gone out in the economy, without question. People are starting to see bigger paychecks because of tax cuts. People are starting to get increased food stamps benefits. Unemployment compensation has been extended. So there's definitely money going out into the economy, and people are being able to use that money to spend things. But in terms of the jobs created by the road building, let's see, New York, 50. Washington State, 25 jobs. In Massachusetts, one job, and that was the infrastructure czar that they are currently attributing to the Recovery Act. So a big difference between that and $150,000. 150,000 jobs.
Exactly. So are we going to know ever exactly how many jobs have been created?
Well, I think that we'll know more than we do now. I mean, one of the things that's happening now is that, you know, you can't go out and spend, you know, as soon as the government gives you money, you can't go out and spend it on a road building project, on a bridge building project, or mass transit, or all the other things. You have to bid it out. And most of the states have now finished the bidding. Some are actually starting the work, but it's sort of starting right around now. In a year from now, there will be other, you know, counts that will be based on both all of these projects and, you know, as well as economic estimates. But states are struggling. And the GAO just had a report just last month, at the end of last month, that said, you know, the states really don't know how to count the jobs that have been created or, and the trick is, saved by the Recovery Act. It certainly will be something, but it's going to be one of the big challenges of the Obama tenure to say what the Recovery Act did.
All right. Just quickly, very quickly, any sense that this is going to stem the tide of public fear about jobs?
I think that it will. I mean, I think that, you know, there is a sense of confidence. People are seeing these projects. They are starting. Jobs are being created, just not 150,000, not yet.
All right, Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Andrea Bernstein, a Takeaway correspondent.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.